Hey, yo. Yo.
This is breaking news.
Check it out.
It's hot off the wire.
Off the wire.
With Alfreda's.
Whereas Anthony Mackie, you know, actor Anthony Mackie, was released after being arrested in Harlem on two misdemeanor counts of DUI in NYC. Police originally pulled him over for dark tint, then noticed his bloodshot eyes, smelled alcohol. He apparently failed several field sobriety tests, so he was taken to jail.
You know, he's a good actor, but obviously not good enough.
No, I'm thinking if you're an actor, you go into that role where
Couldn't pull it off.
Yeah, man. Mm-mm. A federal judge in New York tossed out DMX's Chapter 11 bankruptcy case due to his apparent non-compliance with legal proceedings. Now, creditors can now take aim at DMX's possessions, which includes partial ownership of a Mount Kisco, New York home. Sierra's a smart...
Bunsen burner and a
couple of right,
Oh, no. Triple
Who
beam.
Who says Bunsen burner? What are you, 12? What are you, 12?
Set of spoons.
What are you, in science class? Yeah. Sierra's a smart girl, if you ask me.
Uh-huh.
I see pictures of she and two of Future's baby mamas together backstage right after a Drake concert. Now, we know, Russ, that Future has had some child support issues in the past, but Sierra tweeted the picture herself along with the hashtags fun times, family, love.
Oh.
And these are, you know what?
What?
Future's baby mamas are cute.
Oh, come on. That's
they
the
are.
Past, not the future.
Okay.
Hey,
you better keep them close.
Where's the side piece?
Sierra, you better keep them close, girl, so you know where he is.
Being honest.
Kendrick Lamar, Robin Thicke, Tamar Braxton all won Soul Train Awards. Let's see. Blurred Lines grabbed the award for Song of the Year. It was hosted by Anthony Anderson. You know who looks gorgeous, and I don't think she's ever going to get married?
Who's that?
Jennifer Hudson. She cut her hair short. She is looking like a superstar.
What happened to the wrestler she been dating?
I mean, she's still with him. They got a baby together, but I just feel like she's a superstar. She just, you know what else? Your girl, Jamie Foster Brown, she was showing him she still got it, Russ.
Come on, don't
let him have it, girl.
She was letting him have it at the award show. Speaking of award shows, Eminem was the big winner at last night's MTV Europe Awards, where Miley Cyrus got on stage and smoked a joint.
Wow, nice.
Yeah. I don't know. Could she do that in Europe?
It's not legal.
Was it in Amsterdam?
And how much went it back?
It actually
real
was,
weed.
But it's still not even legal
Probably
in Amsterdam.
How much it wasn't real weed?
How do you know it's not legal? I'll look it up.
No, they passed the law. If you're not a resident
You've been to Amsterdam?
There, yes, I have.
Look
if
at
you're
this.
Not
why?
A... Just recently, they... What you mean, why?
What's that say about
I
you?
I just went on a European vacation.
It says...
If you're not a resident of there, you can't go there to the coffee shops anymore and smoke.
Well, she said she thinks weed is the best drug on earth, so I guess she's tried many of them. I don't know. It ain't none of my business. Anyway,
Em
was named this year's global icon, and what's funny is Ron Burgundy, cannot wait for Anchorman 2, interviewed him after he won. That's hilarious. Em also took home the award for Best Hip-Hop Artist, beating out Drake, Jay-Z, Kanye West, Macklemore, and Ryan Lewis. Some people are taking issue with that. Your boy Ice Cube isn't, though. Ice Cube says that his new album, Rap God, is the bomb. His new single, Rap God, is the bomb. Cube called the track lyrically incredible, and he says he's got a lot of love for Rap God because on the track, M thanks a number of old school hip hop acts, including Ice Cube and one of your favorites, Russ, NWA.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so tops at the box office. I told y'all to go see Thor. Why y'all want to crap on Thor? Thor was great.
I just heard Thor was a snore. That's what
it wasn't.
Heard.
It wasn't.
I didn't see it.
If you like,
all
like,
I know is
it's
my
favorite Marvel.
Like, when I take my shirt off,
Chris Hemsworth. Let's see. I'm gonna tweet it. I'm gonna tweet a picture.
You know,
well, Instagram.
No,
he got so
track.
Quiet. I'm gonna Instagram a picture right now.
That was just for the radio.
Yeah.
And
oh. Okay.
Media.
All right. So Thor made $86 million. They only show him naked, like not naked. But TJ was like, "Mom, that scene was so unnecessary. They just show him with his shirt off," and I'm like, "Yeah, hell yeah, more of that."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm Alfreda. That's hot off the wire. For more stuff, go to the rest of our morning show.com.